This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, I got stuck in the shower with a moth this morning.
Right.
Because I have, you know, I have the chair and that, like, it's, I need to be sitting down because otherwise my knees will slide all the way down my legs. Actually, off, they slid down onto the top of my feet and then off my
feet. Past your feet.
Yes.
I'm sorry, just when you say chair, I'm just because, like, you mean the porch swing.
Yes, it's a yes.
I mean, it's not on the porch, but it is like traditionally.
It's not on the porch, and it's not a swing. You know, it's not like a wicker or whatever. It's like a sort of imitation velvet swing.
Mm-hmm.
But it does swing around, so I never have to be under the water for that long.
Well,
I can sort of swing in and out of the water.
Well, and think about this: you're sitting on a chair directly under the water. Somebody flush a toy,
mm-hmm.
and the hot get too steamy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then you can't move unless you – the whole point is you can't stand up, so now you're stuck in the chair. But if you've got a swing
– I can swing out of the
grasp. Well, you grab any one of those chains.
The water.
And you can propel yourself back out of the water.
Well, so this is actually what happened. Like, I also have the porthole in the shower door, which mm-hmm. serves multiple functions, actually. One is I can look out and see if there are any
beasties or nasties.
Yeah, or like people spying on me. And mm-hmm. it's also sort of a honey trap because the porthole is at the height of my long associate, were I to be standing up. But instead, anyone who's trying to sneak a peek opens a porthole and it's actually my disapproving eyes
mm-hmm.
instead.
Just a glower.
Yes. And so I hear somebody outside flush the toy.
Ooh.
And I'm getting very scared. I'm about to be burnt up.
Hot steam.
So I open the porthole to scream at them, and in flies this moth that's like really big. It's like a really huge one, of like a jungle moth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's flying around. Meanwhile, I can't open the door because my swing, I tried to swing away too aggressively. I grabbed the chain and accidentally got the swing kind of wedged into sealing the door shut.
Oh, no. Yes. I've done that in that space.
And so it's a two-person swing, obviously. So I was there. And so the moth is now really having his way with me in terms of crawling on me and eating a hole in my hair. I'm screaming.
It looks fine, by the way.
Thank you.
You, like, you know there's a hole, but it almost looks like you wanted it. Like, it's like a cool, like, remember John Henson had that skunk patch on his head that he mm-hmm. just, he owned it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like you could try to do that with this.
And so I'm screaming so loud the moth is screaming too. And eventually, like, it's not getting wet. It's like somehow maneuvering through the streams, the water streams, to attack me.
Well, it sounds like it's from a rainforest. I mean, that's its natural abilities, yeah.
But I know that water is something that can destroy it. And so I seal I stand up, let one of my knees slide off. It acts as a natural seal for the drain. The shower starts filling up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like getting up to like sort of my nose height. But the moth is in my hair, so I need it to get that high.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as it gets high enough, I open the porthole and I blast the moth out. It gets sucked out with all the water.
Oh, good.
And so that's why I'm so clean today.
Well, I'd like to apologize, actually, just because I feel partially responsible. You know, when you were out of town, I was tending your garden. Yeah. Obviously, I brought a lot of new exotic plants that did have
some
jungle caterpillars. Yes. And I thought, oh, what a nice treat. It will feel like traveling without having to leave your home. Mm-hmm. And I did not anticipate that
the big banana bunch, I think, is what it smelled like a banana.
It smelled like a banana, yeah. So one of those bananas, I believe, was a chrysalis. And I didn't anticipate it hatching this quickly or being this strong. My bee.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names in the Red Carpet Lamplight. Always in this industry we call showbiz.
Showbiz, what up, what up?
We would love to just get right into the show, but instead we have to talk about something scary and disturbing.
Yeah, we really wrestled with, do we discuss this on air? Is it just encouraging? But ultimately, I think for our safety, it's better that we just say, like, this is going on.
Yes, and it's not so much about it's not so much the original person we're addressing, who I think is sort of too far out of reach to fix at this point. It's for others who might be thinking about doing the same thing that mm-hmm. we really have to get ahead of and say, no, this is not okay.
This is not okay. Yeah. We have to have boundaries.
There is a listener to the show who goes by the name the Goose Man.
Juice Man.
One of those.
Juice Man, he's a huge fan of the show. We're obviously his favorite show. That's been clear for
which
some
is fine.
Time
like,
now.
You know, love the, like, listen to the show, enjoy it.
Please.
What the Gooseman has ended up doing is he made these shoes with our faces on them, painted on.
Yes.
Two shoes each.
So we each have our own full pair, which obviously is overkill to the extreme.
Yeah. What is going on is this person is obsessed, is like sort of obsessed with the show.
Well, the amount of time that goes into painting four shoes,
yeah,
based only on Hayes and I, means that I know a lot about this person's lifestyle. They don't sleep, they don't have a job, they don't have TV, which I normally like in someone who thinks it's an interesting character trait. They don't,
but then what you like is that they use it to read the book.
That they read the book instead, because mm-hmm. a lot of times the book is better. But instead of that, what he's doing is he's spending all his waking hours painting me and Hayes.
And I guess we had talked about him on the show at some point before.
We try to do a nice thing where we'll mention our fans, where we'll say somebody like I can't even. I'm scared to think of one now.
Right.
Like,
just make up a.
Okay.
Who would be a fan?
Brogmorg, you know, and we'll say, "Oh, Brogmorg is."
Is that his first and
is
last
a
name?
Sweetie. Yeah. Well, in my mind, it's his middle name. So Brogmorg is a sweetie, and we'll go like, oh, we saw Brogmorg made a comment online. I've never been online.
But yeah, made a sweet comment, and
and we'll go.
And here's a hug, and like, here's a hug, and we'll be like,
and we'll pretend to give a big squeezy. And I know I make an effort in all my ads to remind you that I am
sweeties.
Your friend.
Yes.
But that is in order to sell you a product. I'm saying I'm your friend in exchange for money because that's such a thrill to you. You then feel very positive about whatever product I mention afterwards. Imagine you're friends with me. But that's for the ad. That's not real.
And so Gooseman interpreted this in some weird way, I guess, started to believe that we were his real friends. And so naturally he would make shoes for us, which is, I don't totally understand the connection to either. Like, I don't know how it translates to shoes. It's like a podcast and
keep
now
your knee on. We're
doing shoes. It's very ineffective for keeping
Juice Man has retreated into a sick fantasy world of his own design where he, Hayes, and I all run around wearing shoes. They're not athletic shoes. I assume they're actually for strolling through some sort of urban
shopping. I see them being most useful for is grinding rails, which I also do not endorse. That's private property. To jump like
people
like,
worked
to,
very like, hard people, on those rails.
All those people wearing soaps and airwalks who are grinding these rails, you jump off.
You think the rails just showed up, guys? Or do you think that blue-collar people like me and Hayes threw our hard hats on, grabbed our lunch pails,
and just
put
bent
some
them,
fucking rails
bent them with
in.
Our hands into shape? To the shape
it wasn't
that
for
they
you
were
to,
supposed to be.
It wasn't for you to grind them, okay? It was so that there was a boundary.
So, Gooseman, I guess, has like become a total insane maniac. Stalking us with the shoes, he's being taken care of with respect to the police. Are
he's swim fan? He's swim
yes.
fan now.
Gooseman has become swim fan. Yeah,
I mean he's full on swim fan. He is
swim fan with two N's.
He's
yeah.
swim fan. Juice mm-hmm. man swim fan.
So he's being dealt with. This is for everyone else who we mentioned on the show, and this actually leads into the other thing that we have to do is these donor shout-outs. We're just going to say some names of people who donated to Earwolf. This does not mean that we have become your best friend just because we're saying your name.
In the past, we have done these donor shout-outs in a very positive way where we go like, hey, thanks for giving us the money. Like,
yeah.
We love having your support, but now
and we would love to be able to keep doing that and to give more squeezies for sweeties, but we just can't afford to be giving out squeezies anymore.
Juice Man has spoiled it for everyone, and so what we do have to do instead is say,
and unfortunately, we are also retroactively taking away all the squeezies.
The squeezies. If you are a sweetie who got a big squeezy,
you must return
sit
your
family
squeezy.
Down. You know, send out a mass voicemail. Sit your family down and tell them, hey, the squeezy I told you about, I was mistaken. It wasn't a real squeezy, and I'm not a real sweetie because Juice Man lost his mind.
And if you re-squeezied your squeezy to a sweetie in your own life, mm-hmm. that also needs to be retracted.
And we're sorry.
And so on down the line.
And we're sorry we didn't want to do this, but our hand has been forced. So, you know, here's a donor shout out in the new fashion. What I'll say is, dear Gudmundur Christians, you gave us $100. Please do
gave
not.
Gave Earwolf $100.
Yeah, Earwolf. You don't give a shit about our show. Do not draw me. Do not dream about me holding your hand and we're skipping through the park and there's some children playing double dutch and you and I jump in the middle and do like some fun little rhyme and it just feels like, oh, what cool young people. It's like, no, we can't do that together, Gudmundur.
Matthew Gawat also donated $100 to Earwolf, the big corporation. Matthew, do not put me as your emergency contact at the doctor. If you get sick at the doctor, I will not help you. I'm not your friend. Use your mom as your emergency contact.
And then the last donor shout out is to someone who in the space where you normally would put your name. Has instead bastardized the entire process and said Paul should do a Buffy contest.
Podcast.
I
just want to make sure they get their $100 worth.
Fucking, yeah, sorry, content. I don't know. Paul should do a Buffy podcast. So I'm sure this is exactly what
we
they wanted.
We don't necessarily have to worry.
Good job by Earwolf Management.
Well, what scares me is this person is already – it makes me feel like we should warn Paul –
yeah,
because
I mean,
now this person is sending Paul direct
this information
orders.
Won't get to Paul
through a donation.
I'm sure. Yeah,
it's
I'm sure when they paid $100,
almost as scary as two individual shoes per person.
When they paid $100, now look, we can either assume look, it's probably Paul F. Tompkins. It could be Paul Scheer.
Mm-hmm.
When they paid $100, they definitely didn't want this to come to Hollywood Ham. Like, that's so obvious. Paul's not on the fucking show. He's on, like, four other shows. So the fact that it came here, I mean, it just gives you a little window into what happens at these offices. Like, who's making the decisions and how much thought goes into them. So, you know, that's what we're dealing with. When you don't like one of our shows, an episode comes out, you don't like it. Hey, maybe it's not all on us. Maybe we're not getting a lot of help here.
Yeah, if it's sometimes when it's bad, it's an issue of all the other cooks that we have in this process who are taking our sound file. And honestly, by the time it airs, sometimes it's unrecognizable to the thing with like all the little tinkerers in here. I do not even remember recording an episode that was anything like that because it's just been tampered with. First by engineer Ryan, like he gets his fingers on it.
Ryan always does a first pass.
He's adding jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Hundreds of jokes.
So much ADR and so many like, oh, I really feel like this. I mean, I sat in an edit with him once and I just had to leave and throw up. But anyway, Engineer Ryan, that's his right. I mean, he's one of the most powerful engineers here at Earwolf and the engineer's king. But it goes through Ryan. It goes through Cody. It goes through Agata.
It goes up the chain of engineers. Finally gets all the way up to Agata.
And
it will
then,
often just throw it out.
Yeah. Say, start over. There's nothing here I can use. And she says that releasing a podcast is like birthing a calf. And then she does this pantomime where she talks about, I guess she grew up on like a farm.
Yeah,
and she like
puts
rolls
on
her sleeves
and
up.
And she puts on these long gloves.
These huge, long, thick rubber gloves.
Yeah.
And pantomime's like getting, like reaching inside.
They're almost like catching it as it slips out of the cow's cavity.
And it's, again, it is a pantomime, but it's so gruesome, like visually. It puts you in a place you don't want to be. But anyway.
And the gloves are still wet.
And I usually don't have a problem with a lot of her notes either. But it's just an uncomfortable meeting to take. So
anyway. We have a guest that's so cool.
Buffy contest. What was I thinking?
Howard is here on Hollywood Handbook.
So, Kelvin, you, and Sandri Bernhardt are both, you know, they're going to the Tiesto show.
Yeah.
And they knock on my door. It's 4 a.m, but I guess he does his shows really late at Excelsior.
Yeah.
And he, and they're saying like, hey, we need to preview, like we need to premiere some new dance moves. Like everyone's sick of our shit. Tiesto's like ready to basically kick us off the tour. I don't totally know what their job is.
Are they rolling at this point or are they like?
They're rolling their face off. Yeah, their feet are covered in Vicks VapoRub and they're blowing that menthol tube into each other's faces.
Uh-huh. Both wearing mouth guards.
Yeah, and they're both wearing mouth guards and they're taking hits off a vape pen, but Kelvin keeps going, check it out, I can ghost it, and holding it for too long.
Uh-huh.
Like, way too long.
So it comes out his eyes, kind of?
It doesn't come out at all.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, that's got me nervous. So I'm like, what can I do to just get these guys out of here?
Yeah.
And I start reaching into my bag of tricks of legendary dance moves that I think Kelvin and Sandra can actually do because, as you know, they're not as athletic as I am.
Right.
And as I'm doing this, Keith. Cool.
Keith Cool.
Wakes up.
Keith, comma, cool.
Wakes up. And
you
comes
dance,
out of
the, and, you dance too loud.
Yeah, and he comes out of the pool house and starts screaming. And as he's screaming, he's waving his arms around above his head.
Yeah,
And as he's waving his arms around, his hips start to go too. And as he's waving his arms and moving his hips, his toes get to a tapping.
Yeah.
And Kelvin says, "That's it. I've got it." And he passes out.
That you're alluding to something in there that I would love to hear more about sometime, maybe not now, which is Keith's transition into Pool Keith.
Yes.
For the song. I mean, this is actually a great segue.
Yeah.
So, hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names on the red carpet lineback hallways of the industry we call showbiz.
Showbiz.
Howard is here. Howard's our guest.
Made it.
Howard Kramer. He's on the other show in the family of shows from Earwolf.
He's in your face and he's raw as hell. Deal with it.
Yeah.
It's big to get him now during the summer because this is like peak season for you.
It sure is. You guys got me in. Do you say what day it is that you tape?
A lot of people do their shows very far in advance.
Oh.
But with us, it's always
Right before it airs.
3 days before it airs.
Why can't I say what day of the week it is?
So with Scott, you'll get it there. Like February, and he'll consult his calendar, and then he'll be like, "Okay, you guys have to pretend that it's like mid-May."
That's right.
He's got you on a delay.
Yeah, but yeah, you can say what
you can say whatever day.
Say a different day if you want.
Well, I want to say it's Saturday.
Okay, and then we don't know if that's true.
We don't know, but it would illustrate the sacrifice that I would make to give up a summer Saturday. Late early afternoon like this.
What are some of the things that you'd be doing instead? Eat a lobster?
Well, I were booking myself on a podcast, getting myself booked so I can promote summer. I would be out enjoying it. I would be out maybe at the beach.
Part of you must resent summer, you know, now that it's become a work obligation for you.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, like...
You've taken the thing you love and made it your job.
Well, I that is sad. Actually, I feel like I've avoided that because I don't overly promote. Like I put stuff out, but I don't go after it.
Okay. So you don't want us to talk about
that
Oculus Summer on this?
Oh, no, we could talk about it. But okay. I just want it to be in a free-flowing way. We don't have to make it feel like a job.
Howard, top... 3 beachtivities for you.
Beachtivities for me? I enjoy to walk along the water without.
Getting on your feet.
Gets on your feet. I love that. I love to be there at the edge where the two climates meet, the water and the earth.
Where the water gets on your feet?
The water gets on your feet right there.
Uh-huh.
But I know that other people like it too. Seagulls and. All different forms of life. They like to be right there where the
ocean meets the sand.
Are you wearing Tevas?
Tevas? No. I'm not a flip-flops guy.
Oh.
Yeah. I feel like people who are amateurs, they're more of the flip-flop crew.
You wear?
No, bare feet. I'm bare feet.
Oh, bare feet.
I'm not a flip-flops guy either. That's why I didn't vote for John McCain.
Yo. That's right.
Sorry.
That guy, he had a vibe about him, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think we could finally get into this.
Is it safe?
I think, yeah. I think I was a little nervous when you first started talking about it, but I think it is okay now to really get it out there.
He had a vibe. The dude had a vibe.
I keep getting these texts to ask if we're doing it.
No,
yet.
I know, no.
Ryan, we won't include this part. Okay. So we have to do the howl stuff.
Jesus. I was trying to take a break.
How long are we like?
Well, I have the Kevin gave me the ad before we do, before we did. And like, it's like 60 pages long. And I guess this is punishment, you know, like. Yeah. So what I heard from Scott, he's like, you guys have been selected to do like a special, since we know you love doing Howl Ed so much, you've been selected to do a special entire episode Howl Ed.
So he's heard the...
He's in a lot of them.
No, I know, but
He's heard our other ads.
He's heard the ones that we've done.
Yes.
Since.
And I guess Howard has been saying some stuff about Howell.
Well, yeah, I mean, the length of these ads, the bullet points, and then it's like, you gotta fight your way to the content.
Yeah, and so he's like, and Howard's going to come on and do the show too, which is great. Like, we love having Howard here. I would love to talk more about stuff related to
Summer
and Howard's career generally.
Right.
But we do have to sort of pivot to Hal. It does have to be in an organic way. There are a lot of phases to this ad.
So we're just looking for clean transitions into Hal among our what would normally be our content with Hal.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
So we can just get back into the conversation with Hal.
You guys could call me Hal, maybe.
Oh, that Howler. Could be really – it could be like an accident.
Or just whatever works for you guys.
Because Comedy Bang Bang will do this a lot where they'll like – say something wrong, but then they'll turn that into
to the thing that they're trying to talk about.
And then that's a t-shirt, you know?
Right.
Like,
they do that on Mad TV, I remember.
Yeah. And Scott would not like it if you, like, implied that he was copying from Mad TV.
Well, I think they've evolved it, you know?
All great artists steal, you know? But I would say that... Whatever, Matt TV, Comedy Bang Bang, same show. It doesn't matter.
But
that's not, you know, that's not.
No, you can say it now. We can say it now. It's not going to be on the show. Matt TV and Comedy Bang Bang are the same
essentially
show.
Essentially the same show, yeah. You know. I mean, yeah. People come in and do characters. They've got like one thing, but they do it for a long time.
They've never been on at the same time, so.
Yeah. So.
I've never seen the bottom.
They've never been in the same room.
I know that mentions is a big thing with this stuff, so.
Yes.
If you just keep calling me Howl. You know, it would just be another way to get some mentions.
It's some weird, yes. Weird like NLP thing, right?
And that is actually in the...
What's that?
Neurolinguistic programming.
Oh, okay,
like right. If you're talking to a girl and you want to casually use the word penetrate,
right.
Just in a non-sexual
to get
form,
it in, yeah,
so that she just has that in her mind, like, oh, I'm thinking about penetration. Right. You know, so like anyway, it they want us to do that.
It does say on this thing that how, the word how is the linguistic kill shot. We do have to use it 250 times. In this discussion. So we'll get back in and just be like having a normal conversation about the stuff we were talking about before, but then that should blend organically into Howl stuff with us talking about the shows that
Can we like call attention to that? Like, hey, like we can't believe how much Howl we got to talk about. Or do we just
I think it should be
it
that we can't believe how much great programming there is. If there's anything we can't believe, it should be that we can't believe how
I think
much,
for
okay.
me,
much great
yeah,
Howl programming there is.
Seeing what Hayes has gone through with some of the ads he's done, you know, that Scott has made him do when I've just happened to be out of the room.
Right.
That I think the safest thing is to just be like, it's we've got Howl on the brain.
Because I don't know if this happened to you, Howard. They sent the Master of Disguise, Pistachio Disguisey, to impersonate me.
Turtle.
Yeah, you know, remember the turtle guy?
Turtle.
Right. Turtle.
Right.
Yeah. But he came to my home and impersonated me to do a Howl ad on my computer.
Were you there?
I caught him.
Wow. Right
yes.
in your house?
Yes, I caught him in my house because he set the alarm off.
He's a little like a Pokemon, huh?
Yes, he is. He is a lot like a Squirtle.
Yeah.
So you let him do the ad? You let him finish it?
No, I told him to get the heck out of here.
Yeah. Bust it.
And I told him to tell Scott that the next one of the flunkies he sent my way is gonna send him back his fucking head.
That stuff doesn't faze Scott. I don't know why he just
it energizes him.
Yeah.
Well, do you think this stuff? Do you ever think, is it coming from him or does it come from above him somewhere? Like
Scripps?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I wonder about that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Mr. Scripps.
I saw one of the Scripps kids, the like, you know, little princes of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Denny Scripps. And he was riding this scooter. I'm going to have trouble describing it.
It's like a beach cruiser.
Yes,
it has handlebars.
Yeah. Handlebars, but he's leaned all the way back. Like it's one of those old-fashioned hogs. You
yeah.
know? And he's riding this thing, and he's screaming the wrong way down Sunset Boulevard. and everybody's pulling off, just crashing into the sidewalk.
They know that's safer for them is to crash into the sidewalk
than to get in little Denny Scripps's way.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a babe in his lap.
Yeah.
She, and this is a kid. I mean, you know, Denny's only like.
I don't know what it is about making it seem like he's a kid. He is like 40. He's like, I would say he's like 43.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very important to his reputation that he seemed like he's a little kid.
Okay, yeah.
For you to call him Little Denny's, like, yeah, he's a Little Denny's Chris, but he is like not a child.
No, I guess it worked
out. We can talk about
it on
this. I
didn't know his actual age, but he.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But he had this babe in his lap. Man, she was something else. Out of this world.
Really?
Yeah. She was the girl who played Evie on Out of This World.
Okay, should we get back into it?
No.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Are you good, Howard?
Yeah, I'm just trying to gear up for it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, Ryan.
Yeah. Come back in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
The beach, barbecue in the sand, like, is that something that you would be into?
Sure, clam bake, fire pit, Huntington, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, you hunt any big waves out there?
You know, I'm not that much of a surfer, but I like to cheer them on.
Sorry, Howard, you started talking about big waves. It just reminded me of the new wave of programming coming in from Howell, and how excited I am to sort of hop on that, get pitted, and ride the tube all the way in.
Absolutely. That's so funny. I was actually just listening to Howell on the way here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make my way through all this new programming. There's 150 hours of original programming.
Wow.
And it feels like more, honestly.
Boy-oy-oying, that just gave me a hard one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm engorged for content. And Hal is the place where I go to get it.
The thing with Hal is there's stuff that I feel like is, like, for me and my friends to listen to together. Mm-hmm. Like, there's stuff that's great for parties to, like, play on the speakers at parties. There's stuff for just like when I want to be by myself. There's stuff for me to play while I'm going to sleep. I can just sort of have a constant flow of Howell material that's going all the time.
I'm so glad you mentioned parties, because podcasts used to be a thing that I think lonely people listen to alone in their car or at work to feel like they have
simulated
someone with
friendship.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now it's really become so much more where it is preferable to putting on music at a party. To put on something like John Oliver and Brian Posehn trying to figure out what the tune is to a Jack in the Box. And they're kind of winding the thing, and
before
it's making a little tink-a-tink song.
Before it pops.
Yeah, but they're just going like, what is this? This is so familiar.
Yeah, because you can honestly bounce to some of these podcasts.
Oh, yeah. And not only can you bounce to them? But you almost have to, because the rhythms of these people's speech is more satisfying than a drum and a bass and all that old music that we used to listen to.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's why we say to people, you can enjoy your summer by listening to Howell, and you can take it anywhere. It's portable. And like you were saying, Sean, it fits all the different sonic needs, whether you like music, whether you like talking, it's going to be all there for you.
And I would say I don't like music anymore. I used to think I liked it, but now I like Howell instead.
That's actually a really great point that Howard brings up, that Howell is so light. A lot of these other podcast services, like, will actually physically make your phone very heavy.
Right, because of the files and sizes.
Yeah, and people are like, well, then that's like for strong people, but Howell is for everybody. Like including, you know, nerds.
What I love about Howell is that I'm actually, even though it costs money to get it, I'm actually making money just by listening to it, because it's making me so interesting and fun to be around that I'm so much more likely to have a successful job interview or even just meet someone at a sports bar where they play Howl over the TVs instead of sports now.
Yeah.
And be able to connect with someone who then maybe would provide me with an opportunity.
Yeah. I've had people ask me to go, you know, you seem a little lighter. Your spirit's a bit lighter now. Is it Howl? And I say, yeah, I'm on that now. It's like so many others. I get the content that I need when I need it, and it's great to just be connected to what people are talking about.
What is it about on-demand content that really gets me so buzzed that it's better than any drug I've ever had? I feel like I'm shooting through the roof just hearing the opening tune chords of the song that leads into Gabrus talking to a scientist or something. What a fucking cool idea.
That episode is my ringtone.
Oh.
The whole episode?
Yeah.
Wow.
I love hearing it. And, you know, you want to pick something you don't get tired of.
No wonder I can't get you to answer the phone lately. You want to hear the ring too much, Howard.
But Sean, I'll tell you, I love every time you call me.
Yes, thanks.
It starts up my favorite thing, my favorite podcast.
We do have to do the script.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't. I guess it's something. It's like an audition or something because we will have to film it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an ad, like a TV ad.
They sent us like a whole
stream it.
Yeah,
Facebook Live.
Yeah, I think they are. Gonna yeah. Oh, is that what's happening? Is that what this camera's for? Are we going to be streaming this ad right now, Ryan?
Yeah, it's going out live.
Oh, it's on FB Live.
It's going out live on
okay.
Facebook.
Not this, but you're gonna trigger the feed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Who is gonna play King Scripps?
I might have a typo. Mine says Mighty Emperor Scripps.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, let's just make it a king. Just it's cleaner.
Okay.
How do you want to be King Scripps or?
I've got to check. I'm not sure which ones I'm allowed to play. I gotta see what Scott had said.
He's not letting you play certain characters.
Oh, he said that
because one of them is you. Are you allowed to play?
I don't know.
The Howard character.
I thought we
the
all...
ad is called Howard's Apology.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I've had these restrictions for a while. You guys don't have
okay.
Them?
Then why don't I'll be King Scripps then if it's going to be an issue for okay. Howard to play that and himself.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe I'll hit some of the words. Like I'll do this words emphatically or whatever.
You're asking
you
how?
Yeah. No, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, you're asking how, if it's okay for you to.
Just like, I don't know.
Hit
some of the words emphatically. That sounds really good to me.
I don't know if I'm allowed to be in it, but
But so then the solution is that you'll hit some of the words emphatically?
Like I'll say it like because I know when Randy and Jason, I've seen them do it, like when they do the ads, they'll hit some of those double ups. And it's
and that's what lets you know that it's not repetitive. We're not just giving you the same information in sort of an adult education style so that you hear it enough times that it's ingrained.
Yeah, and it cuts through the din. It just bangs into your
if you're allowed to do that, that sounds great.
Okay.
Okay, and Ryan, will you trigger the feed, please?
All right, here we go.
A stately king's court. Mighty Emperor King Scripps sits at the front of the court in a big head throne. I guess it's supposed to be like headphones, but the head throne.
Hello.
He says hello. So now you say hello.
Hello.
He sounds happy, but he actually looks very upset. The court jester, Chris Bannon, approaches the king and, I guess I'll be Chris.
My liege, Howard Kramer is here for his big apology.
That insubordinate bastard. It better be one big apology if he wants to keep his head.
June Raphael and Susan Orlean, the palace guards, swing open the door. Howard enters the court. Susan Early got to like wax the back of his leg so he has to drop to his knees.
Ooh.
And he shuffles up to the head throne.
Hound, give me one good reason I shouldn't feed you to Andrew T right now.
Hello, King. My liege.
Liking this.
Thank you for gazing upon me. I must be a wretched mess.
Oh, yeah, you said it, not me.
For I have been held unjustly in your dungeon.
Wait, unjustly? What do you mean?
Well, I have nothing to listen to in there.
Ah, so the reason you've behaved so insolently is because you didn't have good, juicy content to squeeze in your ears and fill your brain with fun?
That is true, my lord.
Oh, Howard, it appears I am the one who owes you an apology then. I didn't give you access to the new Howl.fm app.
Oh, my lord, thank you. You are such a benevolent and kind ruler. I shall spread the word through all the village that you are a good and benevolent man.
Yeah, hit benevolent really hard, emphatically.
And then it says, absent the opportunity. You can talk about Oculus Summer here if you.
Like, oh, okay.
As your character.
I see. Got it. Okay. Thought that was Scott.
No, but this is so, you know, the operation. What's your title?
Production coordinator.
Production coordinator Kevin is here, and I think that is sort of meant to be like an extra set of eyes on the proceedings. Like,
right. Scott's always watching. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try to get back into it. Could you just take the picture before I.
Okay.
Hey, King.
Yeah?
The weather's becoming so warm outside.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm wearing this short robe.
You enjoy it. Your legs look very defined.
Yeah, I've been doing a bunch of mega squats.
Mega squats, Your Highness?
Yeah, you know what makes it mega? I'm doing a motherfucker.
Oh, I am so joyed to be here with you in your kingdom and not in others.
Sorry, after he says the motherfucker, it says the king does the running man challenge.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, do we carve out time for that, or is that just going to...
The running man challenge?
I don't think we have the music.
Do you need wild sounds of just him like struggling to do the running man? Or
yeah, how about that? We'll put the running man. So later we'll put the running man.
We'll plug in the visual, yeah.
Audio
uh-huh.
over this. So you do sounds of him struggling to do the running man challenge, and we'll put the audio in later.
Okay, so yeah, okay. So, and if you want to feed me any wild noises that you think you would make, I'll take them, you know.
Okay. I've been watching.
I'm running over there. I'm running, but I'm not actually moving. That's running man. That's.
And I think he should be having a little. He's an old king, so he should be having a little more trouble. Should hurt.
Oh no! Oh, this infernal running man challenge. Ow! 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 Oh God!
Okay.
Is that good?
Yeah, I think that's great.
Maybe just one that hurts so much he can't continue.
Okay. So we'll put the music back in now.
Okay.
Now. I've been
watching. My fucking leg. Oh, God, I can see the fucking bone. Holy shit. What the Oh, God. Is that a fucking tendon? Roll back up in the. Jesus Christ! Fucking running man!
Okay, great.
Do you
think that's good for the owl.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Work for the owl.
And so yeah, now we're back into Howard's wanted.
King, is he done with the running man?
I think
good running man, huh, dudes?
Sire, you should be refreshed. Let me take you to the water's edge to do some swimming and to enjoy your summer.
What a great low-impact workout.
It is. And if you don't want to go to the beach at all, you can listen to this new album, Oculus Summer, which takes you on a virtual reality adventure through summer without leaving your home or putting on goggles.
Sitting in my summer, there's only one seat, it is full. I hope that the pressure doesn't crack a hole. I hope that it don't crush my soul. Deep, I dive, so deep, it's quiet down here, don't hear a peep. But I can see so many wild creatures. I'm freaking out from their fluorescent features. Oops, I bump into a squid that's sleeping. It gets mad and it squirts out an ink
stream. And that's available on Howl?
I didn't want to put it on there because people, they're not used to looking for music back there. I don't know. So
that, I think, is maybe why you're here.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's all started to kind of come together.
Well, you're in trouble too, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I think that's great.
That feels good. Yeah, that'll kill on Facebook Live.
Yeah, so disengage the feed, Ryan. And it says we have to plug 10, our 10 favorite shows.
Oh, wow. From the new crop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Episodes or? Or just shows?
I think just show. I mean, I think we can plug episodes if we want to.
Okay.
But.
Okay. Well, I guess Manson Family Values is a new show I'm really excited about. Talk to Charlie, Squeaky, and the whole gang.
Yeah.
Robert Evans' home gets broken into in episode one. And just because there's grisly murders involved doesn't mean they're not a family.
Yeah.
Laugh along with all your friends and don't forget to, and I don't know if this is the right, carve a symbol into your
forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like, there's a new kind of spinoff of the canon, I guess. Mm-hmm. With Chris Dorner's ex-wife, who she's kind of ranking the Pixar movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. It's just like fun to kind of think about these movies in a different way than you have before. So that's one I'm getting pretty into. Do you have one, Howard?
Jerry Minor. He has a one on there. Just a single episode, I think. He talks about podcasting. It's a new thing, and he's going to do one.
It's an episode about how he's going to do a podcast?
Yeah.
It's long, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's him sort of coming up with and then abandoning ideas?
Yeah.
That sounds cool. I love the creative process. that a lot of that, obviously, ad with the King Scripps was, I got into like workout stuff. I guess that's a market they're trying to break into.
Yeah.
Because the one that I am excited for is Firming Up Those Buns. Mark Furman now has sort of a new new life in the media thanks to that OJ doc. Obviously, he's very fit. He's going to be giving workout tips and walking you through an audio workout.
Uh-huh.
Where he encourages you to keep good form and also to keep in mind that he's your friend, that some of the words he used were just words people used back then. And he's got a great voice, and he's going to be a welcome addition to the Howl family, firming up those buns.
I get all this different shows for that same low price.
The same low price, yeah. What is it? It's fucking $5.
But with the code Hollywood, I think it's less. It's either that much or it's less than that.
Yeah.
I like that, you know, they're doing some more kind of serious political shows.
Mm-hmm.
With like Katie Couric and David Gregory and stuff like that, mm-hmm. Which, you know, it's a nice change of pace from the comedy stuff. Donna Brazile is doing a show. She accidentally turned the voice memo functionality on her phone while she was playing Pokemon Go. And so it's like her sort of take on the experience of catching these monsters and
she tapes as she plays?
Yes, she's taping as she plays, and so you get to sort of ride with her as different, like Zapdos gets away, and you know what is sort of her take on what that means for the political landscape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, you know, the triumph as you know she goes to a gym and beats a Meowth or something.
Oh, that's really fucking cool.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get that on FM. There's just it's a whole new world now with
radio.
Being able
terrestrial
to get this
radio.
Content.
Yeah, I mean, this is Howl.fm, but I don't think that has anything to do with
it. It's a mistake.
Yeah, they just kept it going once it got in people's heads.
Howard, was there another show that you were fucking stoked on?
There's one here. Paywall is a show I like a lot.
Oh yeah, that's a really cool. We're all really excited about Paywall.
Yeah, they just cover all the different. There's a different construction going on here within Earwolf and the different. Stuff they're having erected here in the office. There's always big changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always a pleasure to come in and see that it's different.
Yeah.
The
money is – you may not see it in Howl, but you would see it here in the office.
Yeah.
So it's definitely being put to good use.
Weird little phone call closets, everything you could want. Mm-hmm. We've got, there's sort of like this cool global show coming up. It's around the world with Michael Caine. I think they want you to think it's Michael Caine. It's actually Michael Fay. He obviously was caned in Singapore for
chewing gum,
doing graffiti on a car. Yeah, well, they called that chewing gum. I think he just stuck his gum to a car or something. Yeah. But anyway, he got his butt caned, blisters on his butt split open. Big bamboo rod, and the U.S. government was able to negotiate the number of whacks with the cane down, I think, but ultimately he had to take his licks. So who better to sort of take you on a tour of Asia, Africa, and – oh, go ahead.
I just need a summer plug because I have a song called Summer Gum, which is about going there and chewing gum and how you're not allowed to and – it's on my second summer album, Have Another Summer.
Well, okay, so maybe Michael will, listen to that and sort of talk about that. But he goes all around and talks about the different customs. It's a lot, it's sort of a more global version of Hidden America.
They do have a bunch of more shows with Nation. There's Hard Nation and Fake the Nation just came out. Mm-hmm. There are a few more Nation shows.
Spontanation.
Spontaneous Nations.
Scarborough Nation is now going to be.
Right.
Yeah. Scarborough Country is rebranded as Nation.
I just realized they missed the opportunity to say Nation.
Yeah. Jonah Ray is hosting a new show called Home Depot Nation, where he will return your plants for you. Like, he returns people's plants to Home Depot. That I think it's sort of branded as like a prank show that he thinks he's like getting away with murder essentially because you are allowed to just like return plants as many times as you want to Home Depot and get new plants.
Yeah. And you don't necessarily have to have a receipt. And so I think like he's sort of winking at the camera the whole time going like, I don't even have a receipt for this.
Yeah.
There's
a great there's one that Kumail's on that's really good.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Kumail Guest on one.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't gotten to that yet. Yeah, that's very exciting.
Oh, I'm stoked. He's helping him with the plants.
Yeah.
That's great.
And are we good?
That's 10.
It's like I just got a text that says that I guess somehow Scott is listening to this.
Ryan.
Oh, you know what? Ryan, you know.
Said it was going out live.
The engineers, because I know Star pretty good, Brett Morris, because we do this stuff together.
Yeah,
they have body cams on the a lot of the engineers now.
So
it's their way of keeping an eye on things.
That's interesting, because you can't see him, but the size of one of Ryan's pupils is changing. It's like kind of widening in and out, like it's focusing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's making that little noise.
Yeah. He's digitally enhanced.
Aperture.
Yeah, it's like aperture. So Scott does say that.
It's jet aperture.
Scott says that Howard has to do one more of his favorite shows.
Oh, no. Howard, I'm sorry.
It's okay. There's a new one. I don't know if the Sklars have anything to do with it, but it's a sports one. It's the 80-yard potato sack race to the Earwolf men's room. So whenever like the interns or the workers out there, they need to go to the bathroom, we put them in a potato sacks and race them down there. And it's quite a ways.
Okay, Scott says we have to end the show now.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, that was only 9, I think.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.